Hello everyone, welcome to the podcast, The Money Deeps Show. I'm your host Manideep, and in this episode of the podcast, we'll talk about the creation. Yes, the creation of world or the creation of universe according to ancient Greeks. So it is the general nature of human beings that we try to explain things that are happening around us. That's science right there. Science is nothing but we try to give an explanation in the known terms to things that are happening around us, to things that are happening to us every day. For example, if you throw a ball, what is happening is there, you try to represent that or you try to explain that with a mathematical equation or with the terms you know. So in the same way, that trait of explaining things that are happening around us has been with humans for a really long period of time. Every civilization tried to explain it in their own ways, and that's how the myths, that's how the stories, that's how the legends were born. They tried to explain whatever they saw or whatever things they observed in the nature. It could be as simple as rising of a sun or as complex as the explanation of universe. So every civilization tried to explain how this world came into existence, how the life came into existence, or how generally this universe was formed. In the same way, ancient Greeks also tried to explain this phenomena. They wanted to know how this world was created, or they wanted to have a reason for themselves on how this world was created. So that's how the stories were born. They tried to explain the things that were happening in the nature through gods. They personified gods. They personified water as a god, air as a god, and several other things. And in the same way, they tried to explain or they tried to reason themselves with how the world could have formed or how the universe was formed. So in this episode of the podcast, we'll talk about that creation. We'll talk about the stories related to that creation and how the world was created according to ancient Greeks. So ancient Greeks also started to explain the things they were seeing, and Greek mythology is a result of that. They started to explain things they saw or they have observed in the nature. In the same way, they tried to explain how life could have formed on earth or how generally everything was born in this universe. So according to Greek mythology, there was nothing in the universe before. It was all cloudy, it was all mist and dust. And that mist and dust, over millions of years, has developed a consciousness. And out of that consciousness, there came a primal force or the primordial god called chaos. And that chaos, he didn't have any shape or he didn't have any gender, but it was just a force or a consciousness which was developed over millions of years. So this chaos, he created Gaia. He created Earth. Gaia is nothing but she was personification of Earth according to ancient Greek mythologies and legends. And she used to take this human form and used to roam on Earth, which is basically taking a human form and roaming on herself. And millions of years passed by. So Gaia probably felt a little bored because she was all alone in this entire universe. So she asked Chaos to create a partner or a friend for her to spend time with. And Chaos listened to Gaia. So he created Sky, which was wrapped around Earth, and named him Uranus. And yes, that's where the word Uranus comes from, because Uranus is a Roman word and Uranus is actually a Greek word. And because Romans adopted Greek mythology, they just changed the word Uranus from Uranus. So back to the story, Uranus was actually a sky. He was actually wrapped around Earth. And unlike Gaia, he used to spend most of his time in the sky. He could also take a humanoid form and used to roam in the sky. And he was described as a handsome man. And Gaia being a woman, over a period of time, they married each other. And somewhere in the middle, Chaos also created another entity called Tartarus. Yes, Tartarus is also described as underworld, which was actually beneath the earth. According to ancient Greeks, the earth was flat. So there is sky above this earth, Tartarus below earth. So basically, earth was sandwiched by sky and Tartarus, according to Greek mythology. So this Tartarus, he was sort of a demon. He was so horrifying and he was so evil that he is the one, or he is called as the father of every other monsters that's there in Greek mythology. Whatever the kind of monster it is, that's actually came from Tartarus. And after a few millennia, Uranus and Gaia got married. And they had their first set of children. Yes, Gaia gave birth to 12 children. And out of that 12 children, 6 of them were male and 6 of them were female. And these 12 children, they had humanoid bodies. They used to look exactly like us, but they were much stronger, they were much powerful, and they were immortal. And time passed on. And after many years, water formed on Earth and filled valleys and low altitude places, which eventually came to known as seas and oceans. And these seas and oceans also developed a consciousness, and he was called as Pontus, or the first major sea god. And what happened between Gaia and Avranus is that they were having marriage problems. So Gaia thought that if he can have another set of children with Avranus, then that might fix their problem. So she had another set of children. But this time they were not 12, but only 3 males. But the problem here was, these 3 males were so ugly and they were so deformed that just by the sight of it, everyone would be scared to death. And because Avranus was described as a beautiful and handsome man, when he saw these 3 children, he didn't accept them as their children and he wanted to kill them. And Gaia, being the mother, and a mother will love their children even if they are imperfect, she wanted to help them. She wanted to stop Avranus so that he doesn't kill them. And she named them Cyclops. There were 3 of them. And these Cyclops, instead of having 2 eyes, they only had 1 eye. And they were so strong and ripped, but they were ugly. So because Gaia will stop Avranus from killing them, what Avranus did was, he sent them to Tartarus, where he can't see them forever. So Avranus basically exiled Cyclops to Tartarus. In a way, Gaia's plan misfired because she thought of repairing her marriage by having children, but those children turned out to be ugly, which eventually failed her plan. And this even deteriorated their relationship. So she thought if she can have another set of children with Avranus, then there is a chance for her to save her marriage. So she invited Avranus and then she had another set of children. And you might think that they lived happily ever after. No, this time the same good old story repeated. Even now, 3 children were born. They were even uglier than Cyclops. They were even deformed than Cyclops. Instead of having a single head, they had 50 small heads. And instead of having 2 arms, they had a total of 100 arms, 50 on either side. So Gaia called them the 100-handed ones. And when Avranus saw them, he was even more disappointed. He wanted to kill them at the first sight. But again, Gaia being the same mother, and Avranus sent them to Tartarus. The same good old story. And millions of years passed by. And by this time, Avranus declared himself as the king of the universe because he's right above there. He's right above Gaia and all. And he declared himself as a king. And Gaia started to hate Avranus because he sent her children to Tartarus, the most horrifying place in the entire universe. So she wanted to fight with Avranus and get her children back. But Avranus, being the king of the universe, she can't fight alone. So she went to her first set of children, the Titans. And she asked Titans for their help. She also explained that if any one of the 12 Titans helped her to take her revenge against Uranus, then they'll be called as the king of cosmos or the king of universe. But the 12 of them were really scared because Avranus is called as a king of cosmos for a reason, and dethroning him or fighting him is not really what they can do. The Titans felt that they are not really powerful enough to fight his father. Everybody said that they couldn't help Gaia in killing Avranus. But one Titan came forward and his name was Cronos. Yes, his name was Cronos. And he eventually helped Gaia to dethrone Avranus. But we'll learn more about Cronos and what happened between Cronos, Avranus, Gaia, and Titans in the next episode of the podcast. Until then, keep listening